USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Reactions are coming in from the White House after the Supreme Court said it would leave the Texas ban on most abortions in place for now. The president released a statement saying he's deeply committed to the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling. Press Secretary Jen Psaki expressed the president's concerns.
Given the consequences the law has for women in Texas and around the country and for the rule of law.
Lieutenant Governor from Texas, Dan Patrick.
Never has there been a greater day for babies. Babies in the womb, if you could hear them, are celebrating today because innocent life now has a chance to live because of this Supreme Court decision. This is a total victory for the heartbeat bill.
The Texas law bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The high court said they will allow abortion providers to sue over the law. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The White House says you should be protected against the coronavirus Omicron variant.
Booster doses increased the neutralizing antibody titers by 25-fold compared to two doses against the Omicron variant. A striking endorsement.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the variant is driving up demand for booster shots. The Pentagon is now considering mandatory boosters for service members. There's a new problem for Democrats as they try to push the Build Back Better bill through the Senate. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Democrat Joe Manchin are agreeing on one thing. They claim the president's health care, education, and child care bill will add to inflation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We're going to bring down the cost of child care. We're going to bring down the cost of preschool.
The latest inflation numbers are causing some concern, with some of the highest price increases in nearly 40 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is continuing. USA's Tim Berg reports.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection is reporting its agents encountered just under 165,000 illegal immigrants attempting to unlawfully cross the southwest border in October. Republican Pennsylvania Congressman Fred Keller tells Fox and Friends First, the Biden administration is failing to support border agents.
The vice president supposedly was getting to the root cause, and there's myself and about 100 of my colleagues on the Republican side did something they didn't do, and that was visit the southern border, the ports of entry, and talk to the border agents and the family, the American families that are living on this side of the border.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASA's Mars helicopter may have to wait a few days to overcome a blocked radio signal that's caused by hills between it and the Perseverance rover in Jezero Crater. Until then, the tiny helicopter will sit quietly charging its solar-powered batteries. The copter lost radio contact with the rover on Sunday when it descended into a landing behind a hill after flying about a tenth of a mile. After a 15-minute blackout, the rover managed to receive broken transmissions from Ingenuity, which indicated the tiny craft was okay. Perseverance, meantime, is scouting for its next rock sampling location. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.